Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Rick. I'm calling you from Opinion Racers. We're conducting an opinion poll statewide. Are you at least 18 years old or registered in a legal resident of Ohio, Sandra?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel the security storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. A firearm, let me just read you this law. A firearm is considered securely stored according to the law if it's either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a kid, cannot responsibly gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring the firearms be securely stored?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you so much. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage as a locked safe?
Hello?
Hello, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear the full question.
Oh, would you support or oppose the state law if the law consider a securely stored lock safe?
Did you say in a store or
the storage? Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage a lock safe?
Yes.
Yes. Would you support that?
I would.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage a locked container or case?
Definitely a locked container.
Okay. So would you say you support or oppose?
No, I would support if it was in a locked container.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage a lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
I don't understand the question.
Oh, let me reread it for you. I'm sorry. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines a secure storage, a lockbox, or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
I believe you're saying if the firearm would be stored in a locked box.
Or other device that is designated to be, yeah.
In a secure place?
Yeah, would you say this?
Yes, yes.
Support, okay, thank you. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock?
No.
So would you say you support or oppose?
Yes, it should be, but that's not enough. A locked storage is not enough security.
Okay. So would you say you support or oppose?
I support that.
Okay. Thank you.
But it's not enough.
Thank you for that. I'm going to put it in my notes. Thank you. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible by a combination lock? Would you support or oppose that?
How do you answer when it's, you just say it's a supportive, you know, like a lock, but that's not enough because somebody could see that combination. Anybody could.
Okay. I understand.
With just that, with just the combination lock, no, I'm not.
Okay, thank you. So would you say you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Oppose, thank you.
For the lock, that type
okay.
of lock.
I understand. Thank you for that answer. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible by a biometric identifier, such as a fingerprint?
Yes.
Would you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. If a firearm, this is a different part, we have reached the 60%, we're almost done. If a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or it should not also be required to be unloaded?
I support that it should be unloaded.
Thank you. If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or it is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it?
I'm sorry, I did not hear the first part of it.
Oh, would you like me to read it for you?
Yes.
Okay. It says, if a firearm is not in a lock safe case or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, is stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it?
No.
No. So do you feel the options are yes, it is secure, or no, it is not secure? Which is your answer?
Yes. No, it's not secure.
It's not secure. Enough. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. The next one says, if a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely? The options are secure. I'm sorry. The options are support or oppose.
Support.
Okay.
It should be. Yes.
Thank you. The next one says, searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Would you support or oppose that?
No, I would not support that.
So would you say you support or oppose?
I would oppose that.
Oppose. Thank you. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
No, I would not.
Okay, so the options are support or oppose. Which
oppose.
Do you pick? Oppose, thank you. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Would you support or oppose that? Or do you prefer me to reread it?
Please reread it for me.
Sure, my pleasure. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
Definitely.
Would you say support or oppose?
I support that.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Would you support or oppose that?
Support.
Support. Thank you. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself as a Democrat, as a Republican, or as an Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. May I ask you your age?
76.
Thank you. May I ask you how do you describe your race or ethnicity?
I'm Caucasian.
Thank you.
American.
Thank you. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself as a male or female?
Female.
Female, thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation, your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. You're the first one I've ever done.
Thank you. Have a good night. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.